Time's running out for the federal government to pass several key pieces of legislation before the end of the year. The final fortnight of parliamentary sittings begins today, with an election looming next year. The coalition needs to get bills on religious freedom and a federal anti-corruption commission through soon if it's to keep its election promises from the last election. But the fractious issue of vaccine mandates threatens to hold up the Prime Minister's agenda. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Federal Parliament resumes this morning. There's 8 days to get things done before the year's end. On the government's to-do list, a bill to limit religious discrimination and passing new laws compelling voters to show ID at the ballot box. But they're not everyone's top priorities.
People have the right to decide what they want to put into their bodies.
That's Pauline Hanson. The One Nation leader had a private chat with the Prime Minister last week. And the outcome? The government is prioritising Senator Hanson's private member's bill aimed at scrapping state-based vaccine mandates and preventing discrimination against unvaccinated people. Here's Senator Hanson speaking on Sky News.
He's given me no guarantees. Actually, he said they will not be supporting my bill, but will allow his members of parliament to cross the floor to actually support the bill.
Pauline Hanson says she and her colleague Malcolm Roberts will not vote for any government legislation until her bill is passed. She didn't tell the PM that directly when they spoke.
I wasn't. He knows I'm very strong. I didn't say I at that time to tell him.
But she's confident he's heard the message.
I said that in my speech in Yeppoon, which is quite widely spread.
Pauline Hanson's bill will get the backing of some government senators. Liberals Alex Antich and Jared Rennick have indicated they'll support it and also withhold their votes from their own party. Here's Senator Rennick.
This week I intend to withhold my vote from the government until they meet a number of conditions that I've put to the government in regards to the way that people are being treated around vaccines and the discrimination against people who haven't been vaccinated.
National Senator Matt Canavan is backing the One Nation bill too, but not threatening to withhold his vote on other bills.
The vaccine does work to reduce hospitalisation and death. That's why I've got it. That's why I encourage other people to get it. But it is not on its own going to stop the spread of COVID, and therefore there is no health justification to force other people to get a jab against their will.
The threat to not vote by even a few senators is a problem for the Prime Minister. Without One Nation, it's hard for the Coalition to get any contentious legislation through Parliament. And with the One Nation bill unlikely to succeed, who knows how long they and other Coalition senators will continue to hold out, which could see the bills on religious discrimination and voter ID not finalised until the new year, when an election could be called any time. As for the government's election promise to introduce a federal integrity commission, there's no sign of that legislation. Labor's Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers.
Well, the government's not serious about religious freedom or about an anti-corruption commission. If the government was serious about either of those things, it wouldn't have taken them 3 years to get their act together.
That's the Federal Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, ending that report by Melissa Clark.